Hollywood is on the air. From Hollywood, California, we bring you a musical preview of the new screen hit, The Fleet's In, starring Dorothy L'Amour, William Holden, Eddie Bracken, and a great supporting cast of singing and comedy favorites. With Bob Hope's merry mad songbird, Betty Hutton, Betty Jane Rhodes, and America's number one music maker, Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, featuring those well-known Dorsey soloists, Bob Eberly and Helen O'Connell. Well, all hands have been piped over the side and are standing by to bring you the array of hit songs just as they present them in the picture. So on with our musical preview. All right, Jimmy, let's have the downbeat for the title number, The Fleet's In. And here's Betty Jane Rhodes to sing it.
Hey there, mister, you better hide your sister, 'cause the fleet's in, the fleet's in. Hey there, mister, don't say nobody's kissed her, 'cause the fleet's in, the fleet's in. If they do as well on the sea as they do on the shore, hey there, Congress, you can tax some more. Get me, I'm always kidding. Hey there, Ricky, you'd better call your cookie and your sweet thing, the fleet thing. They'll steal anybody who's wearing a gown. So, sister, I suggest have everything prepped. Get dressed in your best hand-me-down. Tonight we show up, 'cause it's the flow of the fleet in town.
Thank you, Miss Betty Jane Rhodes. And now that the fleet's in, let's spotlight the lovely feminine star of that new swing musical. Here she is, front and center, Dorothy L'Amour. She's going to sing a swell new tune from the picture, and it's called Not Mine.
It's somebody else's moon above. Not mine. It's somebody else's night for love. Not mine. Someone else is a thing that melts. To me, it's just a coming Valentine. Let somebody else's tear be shed. Not mine. Let somebody else's nose get red. Not mine. I like playing solitaire. And until I can draw a pair, it's somebody else's moon affair. Not mine.
That was Dorothy L'Amour, ladies and gentlemen, singing Not Mine from the hit musical The Fleet's In. Already zooming to hit parade popularity is the number Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra are about to play for you. Yes, that's right. It's Tangerine, and played only as Jimmy can play it, and sung only as Bob Eberly and Helen O'Connell can sing it.
From the South there come stories about a girl who's quite a dream. The beauty of her race, though you doubt all the stories and think the tales are just a bit extreme, wait till you see her face. Thank you.
apple by day shade. Tangerine with her lips aflame. If the color keeps, Louis Philippe's to blame. And I've seen clothes on tangerine where the label says from Macy's mezzanine. Yes, she's got the guys in a whirl, but she's only fooling one girl. She's only fooling tangerine.
And that's the Jimmy Dorsey presentation of Tangerine, just as he does it in The Fleet's Inn. A time signal at this stage of our show can mean only one thing, and that is it's time to call our lovely star, Dorothy L'Amour, back to the microphone. Here she is, Dorothy L'Amour, singing When You Hear the Time Signal.
When you hear the time signal, the time will be time to fall in love with me. Hear those bells ring merrily. I love you. When you hear the time signal, the tone will say, time's a-wasting every day. One more minute slipped away. That won't do. I can hear bells in my sleep. Bells when I look at a menu. Every engagement I keep. The clock goes a tickety-tock, a tickety-tock. When you hear the time signal, the time will be time to end my misery. Come on, baby, follow me. I love you.
All right now, you jive fans, get ready, cause comes next that merry madcap of song, Bob Hope's joyous jitterbug, Betty Hutton. Betty's here to tell us just exactly what happened when she took dancing lessons. The number is Arthur Murray Taught Me Dancing in a Hurry.
Life was so peaceful at the drive-in. Life was so calm and serene. Life was drinking till that unlucky day. I happened to read that magazine. Why did I read that advertisement where it says, since I wrote a Jim thinks I'm sublime? Why, oh, why did I ever try when I didn't have the talent? I didn't have the money. And teacher did not have the time. Boy! Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. I had a week to spare. He showed me the groundwork, the walk around work, and told me to take it from there. Arthur Murray then advised me not to worry. It'll come out all right. To my way of thinking, it came up thinking I don't know my left from my right. People around me can all sing a one and a two and a three. But any resemblance to Austin, it's just going good devil with me. Cause Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. And so I take a chance. To me it resembles a 9-day tremble, but he can dance. Makes people turn pale. The conga goes into a goose step. Till the FBI is a dog on my trail. Cause Arthur Murray saw me dancing in a hurry. Maybe the stars were wrong. If I ain't a menace to Ruth St. Dennis, I'll do it to one comes along.
Thank you, Betty Hutton. And now for one of the year's sweetest ballads. It's I Remember You. And we're willing to go off the deep end and predict for it a long run in the number one spot of anyone's hit parade. Jimmy Dorsey plays it as Bob Eberly and Helen O'Connell join our star, Dorothy L'Amour, to sing it just like they do in the picture. Here's a grand tune. I Remember You.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you.
From Paramount's new screen hit, The Fleet Sim. From the cast of the picture, you've heard Dorothy L'Amour, Betty Hutton, Betty Jane Rose, Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, together with his featured soloists, Bob Eberly and Helen O'Connor. The Fleet Sim co-stars Dorothy L'Amour, William Holden, and Eddie Brackett. It's a great show, packed full of laughs, dance, and romance. You'll hear one smash tune after another. Tangerine, The Fleet Sim, I Remember You, Not Mine, and many, many more. The Fleet Sim. It's a 21-gun salute to joy.
So if you love her, keep undercover, the Fleet Sim song.
This is Ken Niles speaking. This program is produced in the Paramount Studios, Hollywood.